Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo Mobile, Ann Arbor.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees.
Welcome to the KE8 RV repeater system located in London, Ohio, USA.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
I'll call him up. Are you there, Tom, please?
WB9CST, it's working, and I'm going to be running the net today, change of plans, but we're still going to change the time next week to 5 p.m., WB9CST.
KF8UU, KF8UU, Myring.
WB9CST.
Good afternoon, WB9CST, out here in Paris, Texas, KF8UU, less out here in Oak Park, Michigan. Over, over.
Yep, I'm going to be running the net today, so I thought I wasn't going to be home, but apparently I will be. So, yep, I'm going to do the net today.
Yeah, QSL, that's great news. I'll be ready to check into the net there. Richard, when was the last time you were at... Main trading company, over.
It's been a while. I just don't remember how long. Probably a couple months.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. How far are you away from main trading? Over.
Probably like 3 miles, if that.
Oh, wow, you're very, very close, QSL, on that. When you moved back to Paris, Texas, when you hooked up everything, did it work right?
Yeah, it did. That was always nice.
QSL, okay there, Richard. We'll stand by for the net there, and we'll let you get some check-ins, and I'll check in also. WB9CST, KF8UU, standing by.
Roger that, WB9CST. Net beginning in 2 minutes, WB9CST.
E5RJM is monitoring.
Okay. Alright, good afternoon everyone, WB9CSP. I know I said Lorenzo was going to run it, but I was able to come home early today after doing some work, and I can run the net today, so, yes. And before I do anything and even take emergency, well, first let's take emergency traffic Is there any emergency or priority traffic? If so, come now.
Alright, there we go. I switched over to All-Star because I like the quality of the audio a little bit better. Alright, so hearing no emergency or priority traffic, that's good. So this net, it'll be the last time that it will meet at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1900 UTC. Next week, we'll be changing over to 5 p.m., 2200 UTC, I believe. But for now, we'll go ahead and work with today. My name is Richard, WB9CSP, located in Paris, Texas. And I think I'll make today's question, do you like fruit or vegetables, and why? Make it kind of easy. So with that, I'll take short times and mobiles. Any short times or mobiles? Come now.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, short time.
Alright, Andy has got you short time, DE5RJM, so I'll go ahead and grab you since I didn't hear anyone else yet. How are things in Canada today? We got a pretty nasty little storm last night. That's what I was doing, is helping clean up that most of this morning. So go ahead. Fruits or vegetables, and which one do you prefer? Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. Copy all that there, Richard. So appreciate you calling in at there tonight. So glad things worked out for you. You're able to come home early. And I'll give you a little weather report here. We've got some storms in the Saskatchewan happening as we speak here too. Different parts are experiencing different weather patterns, that sort of thing. Currently, we've got -1 here, Celsius, or around 30 degrees Fahrenheit, I guess. So, actually about 34 degrees Fahrenheit, I would say. No, I was correct, 30 degrees Fahrenheit, sorry. conversions. Anyways, what else can I do for a check-in there? We currently have some snow falling. It's sometimes big snowflakes, and then it turns into smaller ones, and it picks up with snow, and then it tapers off. It started that about an hour ago here. But pretty much everything that's coming down is basically melting and dissipating. So, in a couple of days, we're going to get on to our warm-up time here, so hopefully we'll have winter behind us then. So starting Monday, we got plus temperatures all the way through for the next week or so. And then towards the end of the week, next week, it's double digits on the positive side, so that's great news for us. It's been a long winter here for us. What was the question again there, Richard? Back to you.
Yeah, the question was, do you like fruits or vegetables? And you can like both. And which group do you like more?
Well, I'm constantly eating fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. I love them both. also always like vegetables with my meals and fruit for maybe a dessert kind of deal. So yeah, strawberries, raspberries, any type of berries there we enjoy, and watermelon, and what else? Yeah, so as far as vegetables go, I suppose tomatoes, carrots, beans, whatever. I'm not particularly fussy. I enjoy any of that. So I don't have a particular favorite, but I have many favorites of both kinds, fruits and vegetables. So, and pineapple is another one there for fruit there. We enjoy cutting it up and eating it like that. Yeah, it's good stuff. Anyways, it's getting pricey in the grocery stores up here, though. It's getting quite a bit more pricier to buy that stuff. Hopefully that doesn't continue too much longer. But anyhow, that's all I have there. Back to Net. Everyone listening, have yourself a great day.
Yeah, Roger that, Randy. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you. And thank you for bringing the IRLP. By the way, before you go, do you have those two stations connected up to you on All-Star? I just wanted to make sure of that.
Yeah, they should be. I'm just going there now, but they should be all connected. So let me double check here. Yeah, they're connected. They're back to you.
All right. We're good to go, and there's no feedback this time, so that's good, too. No squirrely stuff. So thanks, Andy, for being short time and checking in, and good to have you. All right. And any other short times or mobiles before I get some regular check-ins? Short times and mobiles. All right. And that's good. You can indicate if you're short time or mobile anytime throughout the net. So with that, check-ins. Anyone, anywhere, general check-ins. This is the Everything Net at WB9CSP.
KFAUU.
Q6, Golf Romeo Lima, K6, GIL, Linda, California.
All right, I've got Linda, K6GRL, and KFAUU. So, hi, Linda. Hallo, wie geht's dir, Andreas das Wetter? Das Wetter hier ist Regen. And I don't know the words for tornado, but we had that too. So, how are you today? Wait, I already asked you that in German. and what is your favorite vegetable or fruit is today's question, and which one do you like more? Go ahead.
Yeah, Richard, are you calling on me? There was a station before me, no? K6GRL.
Yeah, I didn't hear that for some reason. What did you say, Linda?
Yeah, I think there was a station before me. I don't I'm not sure if you acknowledged him, but anyways, you can call in again, I guess. So let me give you my, well, first of all, we don't have tornadoes here. Well, they thought they spotted one last year, but typically we don't. But tornado is a verbal storm. Verbal storm. Oh, my goodness. Verbal is like it, you know, turns around like a tornado, like in circles. Verbal storm. Anyways, yeah, they have bad tornadoes, they said, in Oklahoma, and they're not done. So that was on the news earlier. And, well, yes, I eat a lot of fruits and a lot of vegetables. So fruits, I always eat pretty much every day. Banana, berries, you know, blueberries and strawberries. Pineapple and cherries, those are all the ones I have in my refrigerator right now, but those berries and banana every day, pretty much. And as it happens, I also have pineapple and cherries because, you know, I like to put pineapple on my salmon, though. And then I, of course, have to eat the whole pineapple. Not at once, but, you know what I mean. And a lot of vegetables. I eat a lot of broccoli. I just ate Brussels. I love those Brussels sprouts. I know some people don't like them. I love them. And cauliflower and artichokes. I love artichokes. And incidentally, I live in the center of, what is it called? You know, artichokes here, one town over. That's where all the artichokes, the capital of world capital of artichokes. Right here, one town over. And I steam all my vegetables, you know, the ones that I eat with my dinner, anyways. And potatoes, I eat those. And then salad, put lettuce in there, carrots, celery, avocado, another, you know, California thing, and olives, all kinds of olives. And I eat a lot of parsley, too. So I think the answer is both. I eat a lot of both. Okay, Fixel, back to you, Richard.
Yeah, Roger that, Linda. Well, I definitely, avocados are an acquired taste for me. I've never had one, I don't think. And if I did, I didn't like it very much. But, yeah. Yeah, and I think I did. I don't know. I think I got the list mixed up. I got both people as far as that goes. So, yeah. KF8UUWB9CST. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather up in Michigan? And fruit or vegetable, which one do you like and why?
I'm okay. KF8UU is cold up here in Michigan, around 50 degrees outside. We've got a cold front coming in, and I guess it's supposed to be gone by tomorrow. It's supposed to warm up. And favorite vegetables are green beans, salads, peppers. That's all I eat, and avocados. You might want to try avocados Richard, with lemon juice. Mix it up with lemon juice because I don't like the raw avocados, just eating them out of the shell. So they're a superfood, so I have to have all the superfoods I can eat. Pears, apples, a lot of salads I eat. So that's on my diet of kidney disease. I have to have all that stuff back to that control.
Wow, that does not sound fun to have to do that because of the health stuff. But at least it's good for you, so there is that. Thanks for checking in, and glad you made it again this week.
So with that, I'm at the bottom of the list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come down, WV9CFP.
WI8X Whiskey, India 8X Ring. ABF0SYV. AE2GSD, Daniel in New Jersey.
All right, I've got WI8X, KF0SYV, and KE2GSD. All right, I'll work with that. So WI8X, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather there? And today's question is fruits or vegetables? Do you prefer one over the other, guys?
Afternoon. Well, I live in the same state as KFAGU, and he is correct. It's a little chilly here at 50. We've kind of got used to the 75, 80 degree weather we had last week, and all of a sudden, bam, we get hit with a 50 degree day, and it's cold. But, hey, not a snowflake in sight, except for a few people I know. Anyway, I like all vegetables and mostly every fruit. I don't like jackfruit. But mentioning she likes tomatoes are not vegetables. They're considered a fruit. Look it up. I'm not kidding. I like all kinds of fruits as well. Eating a pear. Vector not control, where it's probably warm, this is WI8X.
Well, it's kind of warm today. It's not too bad out. It says it's 76, so definitely a lot warmer than -1 Celsius Canadian. But, yeah, at least it's warm, but it's not storming. It looks like it wants to, again. It's been storming all week. KF0SYZ, howdy. Haven't heard you in a while. Of course, John had disconnected because I hadn't been running for a while. I had to go take care of my own needs for a while. So, howdy. How's things in Iowa? How's the weather there? And fruits or vegetables? Which one do you prefer?
Good afternoon, Richard. Everyone on the net. It's a pleasure to hear you and be able to talk to you. Thanks for running the net. Right now, we got about 70 degrees, cloudy. I think there's a storm coming in a little later on. We had a little hail Thursday night, nothing really significant. But, it's Iowa. And as far as the fruits and vegetables, I don't know, I like my vegetables, but I guess I'd have to pick fruits over vegetables as far as preference. I like my fruits, so...
With that, I'll turn it back to
you,
KF0SYZ,
the cornfields
in Iowa, 73, back to that. Yeah, Roger that, sorry. Thank you for checking in, and glad Iowa's back in the connection. Glad the 745 is there. Let's see. I know I'm going to get this wrong. Daniel or David? I forgot to write it down. But KE2GSD. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather? and fruits and vegetables. Which one do you prefer more? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone on the net. Yes, this is Kilo Echo 2, Golf Sierra Delta. You have the call sign correct. It's 49 degrees, cloudy and damp, with rain expected here in central New Jersey. And I prefer vegetables, especially those picked fresh from my backyard garden. And all this talk about food brings to mind a quotation from the legendary samurai Yajirobe, who said, eat as much as you can, as often as you can. This is KE2ESC.net.
Roger that. Thank you for checking in, and good to have you, and hope to hear you again next week. I think you've checked in before. I'd have to look at my log. But that brings me to the bottom of my list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CFP.
And 4ZCV.
All right. Wanted to make sure nobody stepped on you. Hey, Ralph. How are you? And I ended up changing the time, by the way. I'll get that, announce that here in just a minute. How's the weather in Georgia? And fruits and vegetables, which one do you prefer?
Okay, good afternoon, Richard. Yeah, I didn't tune in at 3 o'clock because I thought you were going to change it starting today, so I was a little bit late. I'm gonna tune in just to see and make sure, and there it was. So that's why I'm a little bit late. So yeah, I'll be curious to hear your announcement. We got some rain today. First time in about a month we had rain, and I don't know how much. Maybe we got a quarter of an inch or something, whatever. We'll take what we can get. We're in an extreme drought, and, of course, we've got the fires going on in southeast Georgia down near the Okefenokee Swamp, and I guess 100-plus houses have been burned. So, yeah, we'll take any rain we can get. I don't know that they got any rain down there. You should have asked the least favorite fruit or vegetable. durian might have come up. I've had durian, and it tastes good. It doesn't smell good. Some people describe it as a used baby's diaper smell, and it's banned in a lot of places. But I don't know. Avocado is a fruit. I like avocados. Favorite fruit? I don't know. There's these autumn crisp grapes that are out there, big, and they're sweet. Favorite vegetable? I don't know. I might say, for your benefit, Linda's benefit, a baked kartoffel. I don't know. Asparagus is good. Green beans are good. Spinach. Oh, man. But I heard the other day that spinach carries more pesticides than any other vegetable, so I don't know. It's like picking your favorite child. Back to you, Richard. Net control. WB9CSP, N4ZCV.
Yeah, Roger that, Ralph. Well, I wouldn't know much about that. Funny you should mention that, though, about the that one plant that smells really bad. I was just watching a Hispanic Latin American cooking thing that my mom had up on the TV, and sure enough, they talk about that plant, and it looks kind of to me like a big pine cone, except it's rounder and fatter. But ironic you should bring that up. Thank you for checking in, Ralph. And yes, The announcement is the net is changing after this week. So today it's at 2. Next Saturday it's going to be at 5 p.m. Central Time, 2200 UTC, I believe, is what NetLogger told me. I did a test and logged in just to make sure it was the correct UTC time. So, yes, it'll be moving because the third Saturday I have to go do work stuff and make some extra side money so that way I can be here. But, yeah, 5 p.m., still every Saturday in the same places you're connected to now. But with that, I'll take some more check-ins. This is WB9CST and the Everything Net. There might be another event going on or something. Or it might be nice out. The numbers are down a little bit, but that's all right. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CST.
Comment here, Richard. I think over the last couple days, couple nets I've been on, the turnout's been very low. I think it's the NFL draft is the big competition.
You know, now that you mention it, I did hear some guys talking about that on the local repeater last night, Ralph. So, yeah, that would probably be why. Well, let me go ahead and connect Santa Cruz since it's right in the middle of the hour here. Hopefully, EMT first. So that way I don't accidentally bring them in and something's going on. Hang on just a minute. Okay, there we go. So connect them up for the last half of the hour here. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
November 8th, Lima, Bravo, Victor, mobile. No idea what I'm checking into, but I hear it on the radio, so hello.
Yeah, control, this is Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Dale out of Roseburg. I'll let you go ahead and take the mobile first.
Alright, I've got NALBM and KC7YFE, Dale. Alright, Dale, and yeah, I was going to take the mobile first. Hello, this is WB9CSP. My name is Richard in Texas, and this is the Everything Net. It is going to change the time, by the way. So today it's at 2, but from now on it's going to be at 5 p.m. Central Time. So how are things up in Ohio, not Ohio, Michigan? And how are you? And today's question is, do you prefer fruits or vegetables? Go ahead.
Okay, I think that was directed at me. November 8, Lima, Bravo, Victor, mobile, just going through Ann Arbor, so I'm coming in on the WAUM All-Star node at the moment. Traveling to Rochester Hills, but just passing through, heard the net, and thought I would say hello. I prefer both vegetables and fruits in various final products, right, or even on their own. So I'd say both for that answer. November 8, Lima, Bravo, Victor. I need LBV back to net control.
Yeah, Roger. That's why I messed it up. I put your call as Bravo Mike. so that's why it threw you off. But I got it. And, yeah. One for both. Got it. So with that, I'll go to Dale. Hi, Dale. I know you're going to say hello and bounce to another net. I know you like to go around and support other nets. So how are things on the West Coast today and the Upper West Coast? I believe you do music, too, if I remember right. I bought a new bass guitar, and I've been meaning to play with it. It's a Yamaha RX-170. So how goes the music, and which one do you like, fruits or vegetables? Go ahead.
Yeah, KC7 YFE. I'm just passing a little off-air traffic to other family members here, but I really didn't catch the question because I was trying to deal with other stuff at the same time. Back to you for that real quick, please.
Yeah, how goes the music is the first question for you, and second, do you like fruits or vegetables with today's question?
Well, first of all, the music's coming along okay. I'm kind of needing to get on the drums a little more and do some practicing with that and the bass and all that. But, you know, I really don't have a preference for fruits or vegetables because, yeah, I kind of like fruits and vegetables both. So, so that's pretty much it. Thank you for the net there, Rich or Richard. And I want to thank everyone else that's checked in or are about to check in or are currently checking in. Thank you all for being here. So that WB9CSP Net Control, thank you again for an outstanding job. Keep up the good work, and I'll keep coming back as often as I can here. So this is KC7YFE. We'll send the mic back to you after I grab one of these microband wipes and make sure it's wiped down clean so you don't get sick.
Yep. You can't have a microphone unless it's 99% germ-free. And Dale, before you take off, I want to let you know, and I'll turn it back to you just so you can acknowledge. I already made the announcement, but I don't think you came in. After this net, I'm changing the time permanently over to 5 p.m. Central Time. So I believe that would be 3 p.m. your time because you're 2 hours behind me, Dylan.
Where about are you located? Where about are you located? Your location, state and city.
Yeah, I'm in Paris, Texas, so it's 2:37 right now. Over.
Yeah, it's kind of taking it a long time to unkey there, but you said about 1,700. 1,700, if I'm not mistaken. Is that way we can finish this up?
Yeah, NetLogger for me, it told me 2,200. And I'm not sure if that's right. I'll check it again. And if you want to send me an email or I can send you one with the correct time, I can do that if you... if you need me to do that, but yeah, I'm changing it to 5 p.m., so that way it'll be a little later, and I don't have to stress, it's like, oh, it's net time.
Well, hey, that's a good good time to have it. It would be about 1,500 UTC, correction, 1,500 Pacific time, so... I'm just trying to get my time dialed in right there. So, yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm not too worried. I can just, come on in at about 3 o'clock from Pacific time from here on out and check in then, too. So, with that, WB9CSP Net Control, this is KC7YFE, and I want to wish you, I want to wish to thank you again for given us the notification there. Back to you, Richard, KC7YFE.
Yep, and thank you, Dale, for making your occasional appearances and supporting my net. I'll try and stop by over with you sometime and say hello when you're running the net over there, where Jeanette and everyone's at. So thank you for stopping in. And with that, Dale brings me to the bottom of the list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come down. I'll ask one more time, and if nobody comes back, I guess I'll start the 7-3 round a little early. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CFP. All right, back up to the top, and there's not many people, so it'll go pretty quick. Linda, K6GRL, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Okay, there you are. Guten Abend und auf Wiedersehen. Over.
Ja, guten Abend. It's not guten Abend for me yet. It's good afternoon. Guten Nachmittag. I think that the LADA net is going to work better for me, at least, because, you know, a lot of times we have things we want to do, you know, early morning and Saturday. So I think it's a good time. And it's, 1500 for me, Pacific time, is going to be 2200 UTC. We're 7 hours difference right now. So, yes, 1500, 3 p.m. Pacific. Got it. so Bratkartoffeln. Oh, my gosh, now I want to eat Bratkartoffeln. That sounds good. With onions and bacon in there. That's how we make it in Germany, you know, cut up bacon, little tiny pieces of onion, potatoes in there. Oh, my gosh, that's good. And then with eggs over easy, you don't need nothing else. Okay, so now I might actually make that. Okay, and I did not mention beans. Beans, I also love beans. And oh my gosh, these Costco, bean salad at Costco. Oh my God, I'm addicted. They have the best bean salad. And and then red beans, of course, for chili. That's good stuff too. By the way, I brought my chili recipe back from Texas when I lived there for 3 years. And it's the best chili that I know of. And what else? Yeah, you guys are going to have more storms coming. I just looked that up here. And with us, we were not supposed to have rain last time I checked. And I had a warning on my phone just a while ago that said, rain possible. I said, what? So sure enough, now it shows on my phone there's going to be rain today and tomorrow. And I just watered my garden. So there you go. For us, the forecasts are currently consistently inconsistent. So anyways, good question today. And, by the way, they disconnected shortly after you brought them up. So I'm coming in here. And they're a little distorted, too. I reported that to them earlier this week. Because they have their weekly net, and they were saying it was me in my location in Marina. I haven't changed my location. I've always been here, and they never sound distorted like that. And they said it was the weather, so I don't know. But anyway, it sounded distorted. K6L, back to you, Richard. 70 for y'all.
All right, and Linda, if you're listening, I connected them up on my All-Star real quick. before I moved to the next person. Did that make any difference when I dropped the Echolink and connected on All-Star?
Well, let me see. I'm going to walk over to my, I'm going to turn this down here so I'm not, you don't hear double. Let's see. Take this down. Yeah. They're distorted. Okay, I turned it back down, but it's distorted. And I told them, as I said, I told them earlier this week, and they thought I was the problem in my location or the weather. So right now, the repeater is just sounds distorted from what I can tell. Anyways, 73 all, and stay safe there. I see you guys have more storms coming in the southeast there, and Texas and Oklahoma and all those areas. So, all right, 73 all. Talk to you next time, next week. We were changing the time, I guess, to 3 p.m. Pacific next week, next Saturday, instead of noon. So, okay, 6L, back to Richard.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. I got everything, I think, connected. I think. I don't know. I'd have to look at my log. But go ahead, the other person, WB9CSP.
WB9CSP, I believe it was. K is on the K. Kilo at Alpha Zero. Mike Nickel Kilo in Washington, Missouri. I got to check in to you. There's net from the riverfront, but I don't think you can hear me.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything at all come through when you tried to check in. But good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather in St. Louis? And today's question is, do you prefer fruits or vegetables?
Depends upon the vegetable, but mainly fruits. I'm not in St. Louis. I'm in Washington, Missouri, which is about an hour west of St. Louis, out of Interstate 44, down the river, whichever. It's a few light, wispy clouds. I'd say probably in the upper 70s to lower 80s here. Bright sunshine. Not too bad. Okay, it was okay.
Yeah, roger that. I think I've got everyone back. Let me look. Yes, okay, good, I do. Anyway, I keep forgetting you're in Washington, Missouri. I've been there once before. It's been a while, though. But I do like it there. It's a nice place. So thank you for checking in, and glad to have you. And let's see, let me close that. Okay, there we go. And go back to where I was. So KF0SYV, go ahead at the 7-3 round from WB9CSP.
Y'all have a good week.
73 KF0 SYV back to net control WB9 CSP. Thank you.
Yep, roger that. Hope to hear you next week at 5 p.m. Good to have you. KETGSD, okay, yes, Philly came back. KETGSD, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Alright, Ralph, November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor, okay, that's still connected. Go ahead to the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Okay, very good, Richard. Yeah, I didn't have any problems here in Linda. There was a little pause there for a couple seconds. And Linda, you're sounding fine. I'm connected with Echolink to repeater in Ohio, and your has beautiful audio. Linda, you mentioned beans. Yeah, beans are good. I like making a 15 bean soup sometimes, and I like making chili sometimes. Now I'm going to stir the pot up here, especially for anybody in Texas. I usually start my chili with dried chilies, like a combination of maybe some anchos, guajillos, pasillas, and rehydrate them and de-seed them and strain them and do all that as I start. So I'm doing put in some beef. I have trouble getting chili grind beef. All the beef I get is, hamburger grind. And it's very difficult. I think the coarser the grind, the better the chili. And now here's the part. I like getting a can of Bush's seasoned black beans and putting one can in my chili. I'll tell you something else I do. I also put in some corn. Jump on me if you want. Okay, good to hear, everyone. And with that, I'll send it back to Net Control. Catch you next week, Richard. N4ZCV.
Yeah, roger that, Ralph. I'm just fixing up some stuff here real quick on All-Star. So that way the other nodes don't think I disappeared, even though it's pretty much at the bottom. There we go. All right, fix that up. Let's see. Thank you, Ralph, for checking in, and can't wait to hear you again next week at the meantime. So let's see. November 8, Lima, Bravo, Victor. I got it right that time. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFC.
Still here, but out of coverage range, or close to it. November 8, Lima, Bravo, Victor, back to net control.
Yeah, roger that. Well, thank you for checking in, and glad you were able to check in today, and good to have you. So next is Dale. He shows still connected. KC7YFD, go out at the 7-3 round, Dale. WB9CSP.
All right. Again, thank you, Richard, for the net, WB9CSP net control, KC7YFT. I just got done eating a little can of ravioli. Hit the spot pretty good for a nice little a quick lunch. But, I just wanted to come in, and I know I don't make it in very often, and I'm probably unable to for quite some time now, because I'm trying to get everything switched over to kind of a prepaid plan of a deal of a sort. So, and I'm still in a financial crisis of sorts, but trying to work through that. But I'll come in when I can. So with that, WB9CSP, thank you for an outstanding net, and everyone else, thank you for your participation. And I want to thank all those with the various All-Star and Echo Link modes. Thank you all for allowing us to use these to bring the net across the nation and around the world there. And I want to thank all the folks that are checking in and participating with you. Keep coming back, you guys. And so with that, let's make this a good net. This is KC7YFE sending it back to you and the Everything Net. And we'll catch you again very soon.
Alright, do that, Dale. Thank you for checking in and being here, and glad to have you, and hope to hear you again next week at the new time. So last but not least on the 7-3 list, and I'll take a round of late checks before I close because I have just enough time, is KA0MEK. If you can still get in, go ahead with the 7-3 round. Over.
Well, thank you for coming back to me. For the chick chili goes, I'm kind of strange. I like hot chili. One year I made 6 gallons of hot chili. Pretty warm when I got done with it. Now, they need a lot of hot stuff up until that point, though. Wasn't hot enough, but I put two more. I had, that time I was doing habaneros, Caribbean red, Thai dragon, and hot pippin. I put two more handfuls of dried peppers in it, and it was plenty hot. But thank you for running the net, and I'll let you go. 7-3, KSMK.
Alright, and with that, that's the end of the 7-3 round, so I'll take a round of late checks before I close down here. So anybody anywhere wishing to check in before I close down, this is the Everything at WB9CSP.
KF0WMO, my name's Aaron, and for the question, fruits.
Good morning, you've got John, the Juicy Tomato, VK1JT, all the way from Canberra.
WB9CST, this is Kilo Alpha 8 Whiskey India India. Late check-in, Dennis from Royal Oak, Michigan.
Something just disconnected. I don't know what. I'll have to look at my log. Okay. I'll just let them disconnect. So KF0WMO, Aaron, thanks for checking in and your answers. And John, fancy seeing you stop in. Victor Kilo 1, Juicy Tomato, as you say. How are you today? Well, this evening, I believe it is. And, how's the weather in land down under? And, speaking of tomatoes, do you prefer fruits or vegetables? Go ahead.
Yeah, roger, roger. I couldn't quite get the call sign that way. VK1JT returning. Well, it's actually, 6:02 in the morning here, so it's rise and shine really early. The I'm looking at the window and the sky's just starting to lighten up. So it's like just that nice dark grey. It'll get lighter. My fruits and vegetables. With the veggies though, if I can eat them raw, I prefer it. So that's why cherry tomatoes and the little baby cucumbers, baby carrots and all that sort of thing. I used to snack on chocolates, but instead I eat that stuff now. And just simply by changing my diet, I've dropped 26 kilos. I'm down from 101 down about 75. All right, that's enough from me. I've been playing around with the USDX little QRP SDRE from AliExpress, Uniform Sierra Delta X-Ray, and it's made by Uniform Sierra Delta Romeo USDR. They're the company that you see those two on AliExpress. It's about $150 and it made brilliant 8 bands, and I haven't transmitted yet because I haven't got a 2D antenna, but I was picking up traffic last night on 84-20 on just a bit of wet street from my living room. Alright, take care everyone. Back to that control 126 motor.
Well, you won't have to wake up too early now, John, because I'm changing the time. 5 p.m. Central Time, so 2200 UTC. So you should be able to come in a little later next weekend, where you're connected to now, hopefully. If not, 42707 is my node number, and if you want the main big one, it's 577-820. I can email you that if you want, but, good to hear you, and, thanks for coming in from, Australian Capital Territory. Like I said, I think once before, I don't hear too many of you guys. Dennis, hi, K-A-8-W-I-I, and I'll make you the final. How are you today? I kind of got an idea of how the weather is there. And today's question was, do you prefer fruits or vegetables? Go ahead.
Okay, WII here. Actually, I like both, probably vegetables. I like my canned tomatoes and making things with them. I especially like when you get a fresh tomato from the garden. Thanks for letting me in late. So we'll say 73s to you. And we were out for dinner, and I said, gee, I bet I missed the net. I wonder if I'm going to get back in time. And I guess I did. So we'll say 73s. Great talking to you. And KWII will be clear.
Hey, yeah, leaving a break there so nothing cooks off. Well, that concludes the net, and I need to fix my QRZ page and my my web page to reflect that. But thank you everybody for checking in today. If you want more information about this net, you can go to my website. My call, WB9CSP, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, .DeltaEcho, DE. Yes, it's registered in Germany. It's cheaper. Or look at my QRZ page. And just to make the final announcement again, in case anyone missed it, the net will be changing to 5 p.m. Central Time next Saturday. So, mark your calendars. Today was the last 2 p.m. net, so 2200. I'll make sure to change that on the website. Give me a moment to disconnect everything. See you guys next weekend at the new time, WB9CFT.
Node 2586 connected to W8UM VHF.
AWV mobile. AWV.